next speaker is Yancy Lee, and he will talk about local derivations and local automorphisms.
Okay, in this talk, we assume A is a Banach algebra with identity, M is a A by model, X is a normal space, and H is a separable Hilbert space. If the S is a subset B of S, we can define this set. If S is equal to this set, we see S is algebraically reflexive. If the direct sum of any copy of S, we write this form. If this is a reflexive, algebraically reflexive, we see S is algebraically unreflexive. Now, I give more definitions. A derivation is a linear map from A to the M, such as this condition for the A being A. A local derivation is a linear map. Such for N in the A, we can find the derivation delta sub A is dependent on A, such delta of A is equal delta A of A. Now we have this question. Okay. Thank you. If the delta is a linear map from A to the M, and the delta is a local derivation, we try to find some condition which imply delta is a derivation. In 1990, Kedison proved if A is a phonomial algebra and M is due A by model, in this case, we know delta is a derivation. Lassen and Sorori proved if the A is equal to M, is equal to B of X, in this case, delta is a local derivation implies delta is a derivation. In 1994, Shulman proved if the A and M, A is equal to M, A is a C-flat algebra, delta is a local derivation implies delta is a derivation. In the 2001, Jones proved if A is a C-flat algebra, M is a Banach A by model, in this case, delta is a local derivation implies delta is a derivation. Will be found for this case, phonomial algebra or the C-flat algebra always self-adjoint algebra. How about no self-adjoint algebra? Okay, we have this result. In 1996, Christ proved if the A, if H is a Hilbert space, the dimension is finite, L is a commutative subspace letters. If the A is equal to ALDL is equal to M, in this case, delta is a local derivation implies delta is a derivation. He gave one example for this. If A is a 3x3 matrices. The diagonal is a lambda lambda. In here, we can choose any element. In here is a 0. If you define delta A is equal to this, we can prove delta is a locally derivation, but delta is not derivation. Now, I can show you some my result. From this example, we can find for the generally, for the local derivative cannot imply delta is a derivation. Local derivation cannot imply the derivation. For this, now we give my lemma 1. Suppose delta is a linear map. We have the 1 and the 2 are equivalent. Now look, first look the condition 1. Now, if the delta is a local derivation, we very easily can prove the condition 1 is true. We know the condition 1 and 2 are equivalent. Now look at the condition 2. In the condition 2, if you choose A is equal to 1, A is equal to identity. If the delta is a local derivation, we know delta A is equal to 0. Now, this term disappears. We know delta PQ is equal to delta P times Q plus P times delta Q. From this, we can find if this algebra contains much more projections, if the delta is a local derivation, this should be implied delta is a derivation. We will use this idea. Now the lemma 2. Suppose L is a commutative subspace letters. We can get every rank 1 operate in ALG of L, ALGF is contained in the linear span of the idempotent of ALGR. Now we give another definition. If the delta is a linear map from A to the N, such this condition and the delta A is equal to 0, we see A is such the condition in the star. Another definition is a subspace lattice is said completely disjective if such this condition here. We can very easy to prove if the H is a finite dimension, if the L is a commutative subspace letters, R is a completely distributive. Now the theorem 3. Suppose R is a completely distributive CSR and delta is a linear map such as the condition the star, we can prove the delta is a derivation. In particular, if the delta is a local derivation, the delta should be the derivation. For the next algebra, we can prove much more. Why? Because if the delta, if A is a next algebra, we know if delta is a derivation from A to the A, we know delta is a inner, correct? This is true. We use this result, we can prove much more. If delta is a linear map from A to A, for any the T in the A, we can find the AT and the BT. This AT and the BT depend on the T. Such phi T is equal to ATT plus T times B sub T. This locally, we can get the global result. This means exist A and B in the A, such phi T is equal to AT plus TB. Moreover, if the AT is equal to negative B sub T, we can get the A is equal to negative B. For the Fermat algebra, we know if A is a Fermat algebra, delta is a derivation from A to A, we know delta is in there, this Katzen proof, and take out prove this result. We can use this result case. If the delta is a linear map, such as the phi t is equal to at t plus t bt, we can get the phi t is at plus the bt. This, we always use the A contain enough idempotents or projections. Now we introduce another definition. They call the A is a infinite multiplicity if the A times the B of chi is isomorphic to the A. In this case, Sorori and Mercou prove in this case, every operator can write the sum of idempotents. If we use this result, we can prove if A is a subalgebra of B of H with infinity multiplicity and the delta is a linear map from A to the M, if delta such the condition the star, we can prove the delta is a derivation. So let's look at this lemma. We can use lemma 1. Lemma 1 is very important for we prove. Generally, case for the sixth algebra, we still can use this trick. Why? If the delta is a map from the sixth algebra A to the A by model M, we can get the excitation. You know, in the general case, maybe the sixth algebra does not contain much more projections. But if we think about this, we can get the excitation to this. Think about this. This is a Fermat algebra contain much more projections. We can try to use this trick. The lemma 1 can give an easy proof for the Cartesian result for the Fermat algebra. Let's look at this. If the A is a Fermat algebra, we know if the delta is a local derivation, we know the condition 1 is true. We use the condition 2 by this because we can write the linear span. First, prove for the self-adjoint element, can write the linear span, some of the projection, then try to use the normal closure, use the continuous. We can prove this for the general case. This is true. Now I try to show you some result on the locally homomorphism and the locally automorphism. First, we give one definition. A linear map theta from A to the A is said to be two locally automorphism. If for any A and B, we can find the theta is automorphism, such that theta A is theta sub ABA, theta B is equal to theta sub ABB. Similarly, we can define two locally star of automorphism and two locally star homomorphism. On this, we can show if A is a nested algebra, then every surjective two locally automorphism is an automorphism. But in here, we cannot choose the one, for the one is not true. It's the best. The theorem 2 we need to this definition. A C-star algebra has a real rank 0 if the self-adjoint elements of A with a finite spectrum are dense in a set of all self-adjoint elements of the A. This means this A contains much more projections. For this case, if the A is a C-star algebra of real rank 0, every surjective to locally star automorphism of A is a star automorphism. Can prove by this. If the L is a completely dissipative CSL, if the alpha is a surjective to locally automorphism on the A, L, G, F, we know in this case, S should be automorphism. If A is a star algebra of the real rank 0, let S is the set of all homomorphism such phi map identity is equal to identity. In this case, we can prove S is an algebraically two reflexive subset of B of A. In this case, because this is just the same group, it's not the subspace. So this one reason why we define for the one set is reflexive. Here. Okay, the definition. This is just for any subset. If the S is a subspace, is the general case. We know for the subspace is a reflexive, for the algebra is reflexive, we know the definition. In here we give the general subset. We still can think about the star homomorphism. If the S bar is a star homomorphism with the phi I is equal to I, in this case, we still can prove S bar is a two reflexive subset of the B of the A. You can prove all this. Okay. It's all. This is two, not the one. Yeah. Oh, and this is not my example. This is locally. For example, for this case. For example, the dimension H is finite, and this map is the T. This map is the linear. It's locally automorphism. This phi is not automorphism. Yeah.
So how do you mean local in general sense?
Locally.
The thing with AT plus AT, you got to say AT plus TB, the map, for each T you can find A and B.
Yeah.
That means AT plus TB. But that's not a local feature.
No, this is locally, you know, this is for the MN by the N, every the, this locally, because every automorphism always can write, if the N by N, this always true. Let me see. Yes, which page, give me 1 minute, okay. This is page 1, page, let's see.
Let me
the statement for
AT plus TB part,
the theorem. This is 2, page not page 2, page 3.
AT plus TB.
This is derivation, local derivation. Okay, okay.
So how you say that's a local derivation, the local mapping? That may not have meaning of local here.
Huh? Okay. Why this local? This is dependent on T. Given the different T, we can find the AT and the BT. This is local, this is global. For any T, this is always true.
So it's local in the sense that...
Dependent on the T. Given the different T, we can find...
But something the definition to be local...
Local derivation. This is generalized. Why? Because the local derivation, we write this form. Okay. Because if the
even the derivation, you may not have that form.
Right.
It may not be even.
Correct.
Even the derivation may not have that form. A T plus T B.
Right. But if
so that means you may not come to a definition called the local derivation.
No. While I write this, I use about this.
Okay,
cover right. This. Okay.
Okay.
I explain about this. If this is a nested algebra,
I know you probably saw that from general to, from special T to general T, it's a kind of statement like that.
No.
But it's not seen as a, in the same category as a,
okay.
As a local derivation, local automorphism.
Yeah, right.
They're not in the same setup, right? That you don't have even a local map.
I see why I use in here. If in here is nested algebra, we can show if the delta is a derivation.
Yeah.
If the delta is derivation, delta must be inner.
Okay.
Inner.
Yeah.
In this case,
yeah.
So this should be the locally always can write. This is globally always. If this is equal negative this, this is just the derivation.
Okay.
So why this one reason I use this? Maybe the general we cannot use this. You are correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Because
yeah. Right.
That's different meaning or local. Now.
Correct.
Right.
So I use this just for the next algebra and the phoneme algebra, because the phoneme algebra, every the derivation is inner. This Cartesian and the Sikov.
Yeah. For local automorphism, you mean.
Locally, this means just locally.
That still kind of what you mean local.